Prison discipline. What could happen if I don't behave properly in prison? If you don't behave properly in prison, you could be in breach of prison discipline. This means you might be punished for disobeying the rules of the prison. This could happen if, for example, you disobey lawful orders, drink alcohol or take illegal drugs, assault a person, cause damage to property, attempt to bribe a prison officer, make false allegations against any prison officer, have prohibited items in your possession, use abusive, threatening or racist language, set fire to any part of the prison or leave your cell or any prison area without permission. The governor does not have to hold an official inquiry into the breach of discipline, but if no inquiry takes place, the reason for this should be recorded. However, where the governor chooses to hold an inquiry into your behaviour, you should be told in writing and you will have the right to attend the hearing. This should take place within 7 days of the governor's decision to hold the inquiry. You should be told what you were supposed to have done wrong and be given an opportunity to examine or have explained to you any evidence in support of the allegation. If you want to respond to the allegation, you can do so, and you should be able to call witnesses with the agreement of the governor. You must give notice that you want to call such witnesses. You may also question witnesses through the governor. You can make a plea in mitigation. Give information that might make the punishment less severe to the governor before they impose a penalty. If you are a foreign national, the governor should, if necessary, and if possible, arrange for an interpreter to be present during the inquiry into your alleged breach of discipline. If I am found guilty of a breach of discipline, how might I be punished? The Prison Act 2007 has a list of punishments that prison governors can use when there have been disciplinary breaches. These include a caution, a warning, confinement in a cell other than a safety observation cell, which should only be used for medical purposes, for up to 3 days, loss of up to 14 days remission, or suspension of certain privileges for a maximum of 60 days. This could include penalties such as not being allowed to access recreation time, study, send letters, spend money, make phone calls, and receive ordinary visits from anyone other than a family member. You are still allowed ordinary visits from members of your family and professional visits from solicitors, chaplains, doctors, the visiting committee, the inspector of prisons, the CPT, see keywords at the start of the booklet, TDs and senators, the Committee Against Torture or the IHRC. However, the governor may decide to suspend all or part of a penalty, except the loss of remission, for up to 3 months from when the inquiry ended. There are certain conditions that you must meet in the meantime. If you meet them, the penalty won't be imposed at the end of the suspension. If you don't meet them, the governor may direct that the penalty be imposed. Are there any types of punishments that would violate my rights? Yes, you should never suffer group punishment, a physical beating, punishment by putting you in a dark cell, punishment by putting you in a cell without adequate heating or ventilation, any cruel, inhuman or degrading punishment, the use of restraints such as shackles, deprivation of food or sleep, or a sanction, threat of penalty for an unspecified period of time. Can I appeal the findings and or the sanction that is imposed? Yes. If you are found guilty of a breach of prison discipline and a sanction is imposed on you, you can send a petition to the Minister for Justice through the Governor within 7 days to appeal either the finding or the sanction or both. After checking with the Governor, the Minister will either uphold the Governor's finding or the sanction, or suspend or cancel the sanction. If the sanction imposed against you is the loss of 14 days of remission, you may notify the Governor that you intend to appeal the decision to the Appeal Tribunal. The Appeal Tribunal may invite written submissions from you and the Governor. You may attend the hearing and get free legal aid for the purposes of the appeal. The Appeal Tribunal may agree with or disagree with and overturn the finding that you breached prison discipline, or agree with or disagree with and overturn the sanction of loss of remission, or reduce the loss of remission, or substitute the loss of remission with another sanction, penalty. You should be notified of the Appeal Tribunal's decision in writing.